Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number four. I'm Jim Galante, along with Andrew P. Shea. First off, Andrew, we got to take care of business and announce our winner. Our winner is Dwayne from Gettysburg. Dwayne was smart enough to suck up to Ross with his question, as opposed to Tony from Philadelphia, who advocated for mushrooms on his pizza. The lesson here is, do not advocate for mushrooms on your pizza. You've pretty much eliminated yourself from winning. Correct, Andrew?
I have one pizza rule. No veggies.
That's it.
Forget the mushroom part. Just straight across the board.
Ross's response was, if you want a salad, order a salad.
Right. No okay. Veggies on your pie.
All right. Let's get going, Andrew. This segment, we are done with spring practice. It leads me to the question of, okay, we had concerns going into spring. Now that we're out of spring, what are our concerns? And I want to know. I'll start with you and your list, Andrew.
Okay.
What concerns you about this team going into the fall?
I don't think this would change. It hasn't changed since going into spring, coming out of spring. I don't think it'll change over the summer going into camp, and I don't think it'll change coming out of camp. The top of my list will continue and always have to be the defensive line. That is the number one concern more than anything else. Everyone talks about the DNs. I'm also concerned about inside, and I'm more concerned, I guess, about rotational and depth-wise than I am about the four guys that start up front. I think my major concern is more the rotation of the four, five, six, seven guys. You know, the two, three, four guys that rotate on the inside. I'm more concerned about that than anything else, because you have to have that. You can't put four guys out there for, you know, 62 snaps a game. That's just not going to happen. And you have to have situational players. So that is where it comes from along the defensive line. My gut tells me that in the run game, I feel pretty good about this group in terms of playing run defense, even though we haven't seen them and it's brand new guys, including a portal transfer at defensive end. Brett finds a way to make this team play good run defense no matter what pieces he has. But my biggest concern is going to come about what I call pocket impact on the quarterback more than anything. I would say, wow, they got to get sacks. And I'm like, I think pocket impact to me is a greater term. Are you making the quarterback get off his spot with any sort of consistency? And some plays, you're just not going to get him off his spot. Are you getting him off his spot one or two out of every five plays? Can you make him a little bit uncomfortable? And that is my biggest concern for the in terms of the defensive line. It's top of what I'm concerned about. Are you concerned about it, Jim?
Not as much as you are, Andrew, and I'll tell you why. I thought it was an issue of depth. They lost so much through graduation, transfer portal, players turning
NFL.
Pro,
yeah.
NFL, you know. If Jason Oway were coming back, you'd feel a lot different about this defensive line. The tackle who went to Florida, we're back. But the reason why I'm not quite as concerned as I was before is I think the players coming in from the transfer portal, Ibukiti and Tangelo, are two guys with starting experience.
Yep.
Will they be stars? I don't think so. But will they at least be solid? I believe the answer is yes to that. From what we're hearing out of spring practice, it seems like they made a good impression, and they will at least be part of the rotation. So I don't know if we have superstars across the defensive line, but I think we have the depth that we didn't know that we had going into the spring.
One last note. I will say we will learn a lot about those guys, and they will get a full metal jacket exam by the Wisconsin Badgers right out of the chute, right?
Absolutely no doubt that, about that.
That we know is a Wisconsin offensive line will test and challenge and be a thorough examination of your defensive line.
It definitely will. If they're not good, that will get exposed very quickly. Let me give you my biggest concern, Andrew, and it always goes back to the quarterback.
And yeah, what do we have the quarterback there? Guy.
Well, I believe the problems, the issues Penn State had last year going 4-5, you could bring up a lot of different issues, and I know they lost a lot of talent that they expected to be there, Noah Kane and Micah Parsons and Journey Brown. But the mistakes that the quarterback made were costly to them. And if that doesn't get straightened out, I'm sorry, it's not going to be a successful season. And what concerns me even more is, at least a year ago, there was a backup plan. There's Will Levis. Now, I'm not saying that the change should have been made, but at least if all goes poorly, if all goes to hell, you had an alternative. This year, I don't even feel like we have that. I'm concerned about the quarterback play. Are you?
Yeah, I am concerned about the quarterback position at Penn State. I'm more concerned about the backup and the alternatives than I am the starter. That's just, I'm more concerned about, because Penn State has been very fortunate in terms of quarterback injury with Trace and Sean, right? They've missed minimal time. Sean's missed a little bit, Trace missed a little bit, but it's not been like game two, you've got six, you know, you've got nine games left and your quarterback's out for the year, right? Or he's going to miss 4 to 6 weeks with something. So they haven't had that, but the depth at the quarterback position is my deepest concern. And yeah, I'm concerned about the starters. Let's put it in plain terms. He was closer after 2019. He was pretty close to being you thought maybe this guy is close to the penthouse. And 2020, he's closer to the outhouse. There was no in between. He was good in 2019 as a first year starter. And you expected progress in 2020 despite all the hurdles. Well, at least don't take a step backwards. He took several steps backwards on many fronts. And that is a concern. I mean, it was pretty good to, you know what, pretty bad. And there's a big old Mississippi River in between pretty good and pretty darn bad. And where does he land? Does he land closer to the pretty darn bad? Or does he return and become pretty darn good? Who knows? It's all in Sean Clifford's hands. The capacity and the makeup of the person tells me, my gut instinct is, you get a little more closer version of 2019 than 2020, but I'm not betting on it. I'm certainly not, and I'm concerned.
The other variable, of course, is Mike Yurcich, the new offensive coordinator. All right, Andrew, what next do you have on your list of concerns?
So my next concern, Am I wrong to think that I'm concerned about the linebackers? And I'm not concerned about their talent, right? I'm not worried about, are these guys capable of playing their position? You know, do I think, you know, moving Brandon Smith more inside to the will linebacker? Yeah, love it. Do I think Curtis Jacobs is going to be really good? Yes. But I haven't seen either one of them play a lot in this position. They're talking about moving Jesse Luketa around because, let's face it, in the modern game, the linebacker that he's built to be has very minimal impact. When they run three linebackers, I think Ellis Brooks is more better suited to play the role as the defense and the college game today demands it. But this trio together, while the talent sort of makes my eyes go wide open, that's one part. I think because of the defensive line, this group's going to have to be really good and have to do some cover. Right, for a while, you got to give those guys up front a chance to sort of get their sea legs and figure out how to be a more capable, confident group. They're going to need help from the guys behind them, and they're all been moving around. So that's my concern at the linebacker position, and it has nothing to do with talent or potential. It has to do how quick and how fast can they be as good as they need them to be.
Again, I'm a little less concerned than you are, just that These are guys who are coming back for another year at it. I believe a year ago, if Micah had come back and everybody's level of expectation, a year ago, Brandon Smith had to become the number one because Micah wasn't there. Brandon Smith would have looked better as the number two, you know, just the way we talk about it, wide receiver. I think the fact that they're all back, have that extra year of experience, just like we saw Micah from his freshman year to his sophomore year, that improvement, right. I think that's what we're going to see from this linebacking crew. Now, after let's get to one last one, Andrew.
Sure.
And if right after I say I'm not terribly concerned about the linebackers, I'm going to kind of throw them under the bus a little bit. It's linebackers, it's the DBs, and I guess even you could say the defensive line because of the rush. We keep hearing about the talent at defensive back, safety, and cornerback, yet they keep getting burned every year.
Yeah.
So maybe it's the defensive coaches. I'm not sure, but something has been wrong where they, you know, they put teams into a third and long situation, then they end up giving up a big play. That still concerns me until they show me that's not going to happen.
No, I see where your concern has merit, and I have absolutely zero concern about the defensive secondary at Penn State for this year. I have absolutely zero concerns. I know they've given up some big plays. They gave up some, but didn't they? It felt like to me that there was less in 2020 than there was in 2019. Am I wrong?
Yeah. At least I think so. I think that, you know, there were games where they just got burned.
Maryland, 2019, they were toast. Yeah, Maryland, they got torched. Maryland shredded them. You're right.
Indiana, they did well for, what, 56, 57, 58 minutes?
Oh, man. Yeah.
And then
that was
they
a domino
got burned.
Thing.
And there were just plays and the year before, yes, we had the Minnesota game where they were torched, so that's in our memory bank. But there just seemed to be so many times where someone was running free, and I don't know if we could pin it on an individual player, the scheme, or just bad communication, Andrew.
Yeah, I think they played well against Ohio State, and they played tomato cans the last four games of the year. We know that. But they were better. You're right, though. It was either feast or famine maybe a little bit last year. Let's find a little more middle ground. I just feel more comfortable and confident.
The word we're looking for there, Andrew, is consistency.
Consistency.
We would like to see that from the defensive backs. All right, folks, that's it for our show. Thank you so much for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.